turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tantalk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. You like that, ladies? It's Friday night. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
You know that we love that.
I know. Oh, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday and the countdown to Christmas. And I have some Donnie Most music. You know, Donnie was on Happy Days, and I told him we're going to play his music. Yeah. And he's got a beautiful...
Potsy.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, actually, he played Ralph Mouth.
Ralph Mouth, my bad.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
So
what am I saying Potsy
mine
for?
Too.
Yeah,
mine
that's
this.
Not even my time frame. What am I even commenting? It's yours.
So it is Friday night, and we are so excited. We're waiting for a VIP guest to call in. But in the meantime, we have Santa. He is here as well, and he's auditioning, and we have Laura's auditioning.
Yes.
Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell everybody about Lexa Model and Talent Agency.
Alexa's been here over 20 years. We started on the modeling side, and we've gotten stronger on the acting side in the last 5 or 6 years. So we're always looking for new talent.
That's great. And a lot of people wonder, they say, do you take singers?
Absolutely. It's about the longest and best gig you can have.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay, do you take children?
Absolutely.
And what ages do you start them at?
We'll take baby pictures, but the work really comes for 5 years old and older.
Five and older, okay. And then also, what do you look for in an audition? We have a lot of people here that are going to audition for you today. So what are you looking for them to be with your agency?
A couple of things. I can tell in an audition if someone's ready. So if I call them 10 minutes after they leave, I can kind of sense they'll be ready to go on the work. But mainly it's, you know, can you do whatever it is you're doing? Know that that's the best you could do for you in that circumstance. And then say, you know what? I've done what I'm supposed to do here, and I'm finished. So now I'm leaving, and I'm good to go. And if you can do that much, great. A lot of times these talent try to do something, and they always feel like I need to do something more. And it's not always that.
You know, a lot of people, we were talking about protocol and being on the set on time, and they can really mess it up if they're not on the set. Like when you called me, and I didn't realize it was, even though it was 5 a.m, I was looking at my text in the morning. I'm like, I thought I was dreaming. No, he wants me on the set. And so I got there. I said, no problem, Keith. I'll be there in a half hour. And I just rushed to put everything in a suitcase.
That's readiness on the moment. You were there. You were ready to go.
Exactly.
Well, is there any particular talent that you're looking for right now, or
I mean, how do you go about that?
Well, on the modeling side, for high fashion, we look for women 5'9 or taller. They start at 13 and 14 years old and can be at whatever age after that. This market plays older, so 30 and older do really well here in terms of making money. And in terms of actors, we look for the 18-year-old and older that wants to be placed in bigger markets. So if they can work here, I can tell you, you can probably work anywhere because it's tough getting film and TV work here. Print work is very prevalent here, but we also look to place models in bigger markets too. So if you're working here, that's the kind of sign you want.
Okay.
That's super cool. Well, in the meantime, one of our super special guests, I have to put him on real quick. I'm with, actually, this is amazing, Boomer's Boost here.
Yes.
And he's, Bob is on the line real quick, and he just wants to say welcome to everybody. And I'll be putting this link up there about this new product that we're doing and promoting. And Bob just wants to talk about actors, how to relax. Right, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
So, Bob, what is your secret, until we get over there with you for a longer interview, what is your secret for these actors and everyone to enjoy their life and relax and balance?
Hello?
Yes. Bob? Are you there? Okay, we are live.
Bob Moran.
Welcome
that.
To Hollywood Connections. Bob, are you there? Did we lose Bob?
I don't know. I think we did. Bob, are you there? Bob going once. Bob going twice.
Well.
No more Bob and apples. There
okay,
you go.
I don't know what happens. Sometimes on the cell phones, they drop so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, we don't
Especially
have home
if
phones.
He's moving around.
Damn technology.
Yeah, who has a home phone these days?
I do.
A home phone?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
That's a good thing.
Does it have cobwebs on it?
No. But you know what? You can take that line and use it for like faxing and things like that if you really, really have to. But I always keep it for emergencies. You never know. You drop your phone. You break your phone. You need to have
That's
a line.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get back into this audition process. Before I do, even though Bob's going to call back, we'll get back to Bob. I got to tell you this fountain that we have here. I don't know if you can all see it, and I will show it close up as well on Facebook. It is a pretty cool super fountain. It is different colors, and you know, I have fountains at my front door, and I don't want to use my electrical cord because I'll trip over it.
Okay.
So the main thing is...
Or the dogs will get it.
Or the dogs.
Yeah.
And this is battery operated. It takes, you know, a couple batteries and very easy to open up in the back. And look how cute this bubbly fountain is.
It just looks twinkle.
It is.
You know, and it's like soothing.
You can do anything you want. You can add, you know, to poinsettias. You can put it on your... beautiful, you know,
table.
And you can
it
is very tranquil. And, you know, that's one of my favorite things. And it's $33. It's on QVC. So we're actually waiting for a special VIP guest to call in. And I adore this fountain because, I love the tranquil feeling. And it's a good fortune. It's a feng shui.
I think the thing that I like most about it is that it's small. It's not really big and overbearing. You know, sometimes you get this really big fountain. So you can kind of move it around and put it in the middle of the table, put it outside by the door. So I think it's really cute.
Right. And I want to just thank them. They know who they are. I don't know is John on the phone yet?
No, we got Eric Zuli on the phone.
Okay, we're going to get back to him in a minute. But Eric, hold on. But this fountain that we have, if you're interested, I have it on Facebook. It's adorable. It's a great gift.
Yeah.
And Sandra, what do you think of the fountain? You think it's a good fountain?
It's very festive.
He likes it.
I think I'm going to have to take one home to Mrs. Claus because she always likes to decorate. Now, this goes right down her alley.
There we go. We even have Santa giving us his, you know, recommendation and the Santa Claus and the Santa stamp of approval, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I think Santa's hoping that's a fountain of youth.
And puppies could actually drink out of it too, but then you're going to have to refill it pretty fast.
There we go. There we go. That's the fountain that is for sale that we're promoting on the show. And I'll tell you, I know what the fountain of youth is, Peter. It's the ice rink.
Oh, is that what
it
is?
The ice rink. I'm going to tell you, these ladies are 80-something years old and they're skating, Keith.
Nice.
I'm going to tell you, that's where we're heading to. In the meantime, if John does call, we want him on the air ASAP. That would be great. So, Keith, we have Laura next to you. And, Laura, tell us about yourself. Wait, who's on?
We got Bob on.
Okay, Bob, we have to come back to Bob because we are auditioning Bob. Hold on because we lost you there. And, Laura, tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I actually recently started my bucket list. And that has included skydiving, ziplining, swimming with dolphins. And my next adventure I want to do is a hot air balloon at sunset in Las Vegas.
Oh,
okay.
That sounds cool.
So you don't have an agent.
Not at the moment.
Okay, and so you have photos with you?
I do, yes.
Can you bring those out and give them to Keith?
Absolutely.
And do you have a monologue or something you want to do in front of Keith so he can see your acting?
I do have a monologue.
Okay. And we're going to say action, 3, 2, 1. You're on, live on the air. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Mick was passionate. He was funny, and he loved his family. I know he messed up sometimes, and people didn't like him, but he was mine. He was mine until somebody decided his life wasn't important anymore. So unimportant, he was left like trash. Face down in a lake. I was 8 when I met him. My mom would take me to the park every Sunday, and I'd play by myself until some other little girl would come over and mess with me. The day I met Mick, he saw some little girl pulling my hair, and he marched right over and stuck his gum right into her roots. He took me by the hand, and we played together ever since. He was my safe space. My cold other side of the pillow. I know people hated him, but I got to see the best sides of him other people didn't get to see. After 5 years, I'm just living with it. I'm fine. Let's drink.
Okay, so Keith, you're going to take the microphone. I know we have a handful of people out here that are right. So excited to meet Keith, a great agent in town here. And Keith, so what is your thought list on Laura?
Well, she's got an opportunity here. I've already given her my card, so she gets a chance to follow up. And that's 90% of what's going to happen here. This market here loves new faces, so her being here and doing what she just did is great. I would also advise her to practice dialogue with another actor. A lot of the stuff you'll go out on is dialogue between two people. What she did here is I give her a grade A on readiness. So I kind of feel like she'll, you know, if I said to her, I got something for you and I need you to be there tomorrow, I think she'd be there.
Super cool.
Wow.
And so you don't have an agent representing you for TV and film? Okay. And in her headshot, we want to show everybody on Facebook as well. That's a good. That's a great headshot, actually,
yeah.
Keith. That is very impressive.
It is great. Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. So we want to thank you for coming. And then wave to the camera because you're right there, YouTube all over the United States, Tan Talk Radio Network. I'm Dawn Reese. That's right. So we're going to trade and we're going to bring the next one in. If you can bring them in. And we're going to go actually to Bob real quick. Is he there?
He's there.
Okay, Bob. So in the meantime, while we switcheroo here, actors, can you tell us a little bit how actors can relax and enjoy their holidays?
Yes. So very much like people who are public speakers, actors need to have techniques that help them to not only relax, but to be on their A game. And so one of the best techniques that's available is called the emotional freedom technique. So it's a way to reprogram some of your thoughts and beliefs, especially if they might be associated with stress, maybe on an audition or while you're at an acting job. And people can learn to do that on my website. They can go there and watch free videos on how to do the emotional freedom technique. It's also called tapping. So it activates your meridians, which allows you to literally reprogram your brain immediately and how you interpret things and how you create beliefs about things. So that's one really good one. There's also on the same site an exercise called the Ultimate Mind Calming Exercise, and it's very, very good for people that need to stop their mind from racing and perseverating and worrying, and instantly you can go into a state of no mind where your mind stops, and then you can gradually come back to full consciousness, being very, very centered and ready for whatever the task is. Wow. And so we do this mostly helping people that are sick, that are, have literally talked themselves into or ridden an anxiety scenario into illness. And we help them restore their health by doing these techniques. But they also work for public speakers and athletes. So we've taught professional athletes and many other people how to use these techniques to calm their mind and get centered and be on their A game at a moment's notice.
Well, Bob, we want to thank you. I'm going to be putting the link of your company up there. We're excited to be a part of this because of Eric Zuli and Easy Weight Tube that we're working on. And Eric will be on in just a few minutes. And we're auditioning talent. We only have an hour show, and we want to make sure we get everybody on.
Right.
And we want to thank you. We'll see you next week for sure.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob. I'll tell you, this Boomer Super Nutra, this is why I have the energy I have. That's why I took my 13-mile bike ride the other day.
She does.
Seriously.
She really does.
Welcome to the show, and you are?
I am Steve Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Steve. And where are you from?
I'm originally from Long Island, New York, but moved down here to Florida.
Okay.
In Pasco County now.
And how did you hear about Keith today? Was it on social media, or did someone send it over to you?
It was on social media from your link that I've seen on Facebook.
Okay.
We're holding these auditions, and I'm in the market for an agent, so here I am.
Now, what is your background? What is your acting background?
My acting background, up in Long Island, New York, I've actually started with theater. I did some live theater up there. Nothing big, like way, way off Broadway. Suffolk County Broadway. So
okay.
Anyone that's familiar with Long Island.
That's great to have an agent. They love Broadway, right, Keith?
That's
yes,
right.
They do.
Even if it is way, way off.
Very
but,
nice.
Then I came down here to Florida, and I just looked up a local agent down here, and I've only just done extra work.
Okay.
So now
you're ready for the big league.
I'm ready. I got my teeth straightened out because that was an issue. So hey, now I'm ready to go back into the game and see what there is to get involved with.
We're glad you're here. So do you have a monologue or something that you want to do for Keith?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The monologue that I'm going to read, it's kind of an updated, edited script of anyone that's familiar with the, I think it's 1976,
okay.
Movie Network. Howard Beale, he goes into this tirade, and
okay.
That is what I'll be doing here.
All right, Peter, do the action 3, 2, 1.
Action 3, 2, 1.
Yay.
We know things are bad. Worse than bad, they're crazy. It's like everything, everywhere is going crazy. So we don't go out anymore. We just sit in the house. Slowly, the world we are living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please leave me alone with my flat-screen TV and my streaming device and my smartphone, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write your congressman. I wouldn't know what to tell you to write him. The only thing that I know is you have got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, damn it. My life has value. Now, I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Okay, let's swing the mic over. We need some hand clap, Peter. Whoa, there we go.
You can't hear it? I'm playing it right now.
We got it. He's on top of it. So Keith,
Commercially, he could do really well because he seems to lean in that direction. I'm going to use him to be hard on somebody. One of the things we look for, and I tell this even to the experienced talent, they've got to be off book. Got to be off book. I don't care if you clinically memorize, which is not the best thing, but would be better than to still be looking. And here's why. Part of acting is reacting. So there's another person in the scene here. Right now it's imaginary, okay? So if you're looking at that person while you're not talking, okay, we're going to be watching you to see how you're taking it in when the other person's talking. So I didn't get to see that with you, how you would take it in when the other person would start talking. So we kind of run into a problem there because we need to feel that there's another person in the room there. And I think that was the only thing that was missing there. But the energy is fabulous. So that's why I say commercially, and this market is commercially a great market. So, you know, new faces work a lot in the beginning.
Super wow. Cool. Do you have any questions for Keith by chance? I'm sure you do. Take the microphone. You're live on 106.1 FM, The Heat.
All right. Well, Keith, you see my headshot here? I'm working on getting updated headshots. So, you know, as far as to what...
Yeah, you don't... Right now, you don't need to do anything further. Your headshot is great the way it is. When you start working, you can always upgrade your headshots. You should always be continuing to shoot. Snapshots are fine for the time being. As more money comes in, you can get different kind of shots based on the kind of roles you want to go after.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Wow.
Super cool. Well, let's go to some Christmas music. Peter, we're going to be back. I think I sent you some Donnie Most from, yes, Ralph Mouth. He's got some Christmas songs we're going to play, and we're going to switch our seats, and we'll be right back with more talent.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within. Christmas, everybody.
Lovely. I even yes. downloaded his music on iTunes. Donnie Most. And we'll have him back on before Christmas, I know for sure. And let's welcome you. And you are, you've got an amazing headshot there. That's totally awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. And tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Nick Alford. I'm 22 years old.
Okay, Nick, and how did you hear about the audition today?
Funny enough, I actually heard about it on your Facebook link.
Thank you. Thank you. And you don't have an agent right now, or you do? Or?
I do not. I am currently agent single.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your background.
I've been doing theater for a little while. I started when I was about 7 years old, and then from then on, I started getting into film, and then I started doing some YouTube stuff, and... indie films and stuff like that. So I just kind of want to progress in my career as well.
Okay, and what is your work-wise? What kind of work have you done?
I'm an actor, obviously. I'm also a photographer on the side. I've done a lot of Disney stuff on YouTube, actually. If you follow anything on Disney Park blog and some of their events, I actually do pop up from time to time, so that's kind of neat. Lately it's just been really slow, just indie film, stuff like that. So just trying to progress my career a little bit. Kind of went to a halt because of family stuff, but now I'm back and I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Well, welcome. This is Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency. And what are you going to do for him today?
I actually have a monologue prepared.
Awesome. All right. Peter, do the action. 3, 2, 1.
Action. 3, 2, 1.
Man, you know you can't be talking to me like that. She and I have been friends for a while. And not only are we friends, we're roommates. So she wasn't talking to you as if she was your girlfriend. We're friends. We're roommates. We hang out all the time. Friends talk about issues like that. I talk to her about my issues. She talks to me about my issues. And we talk about everything together. That's what we do. But I can't be friends with her if you're going to keep pulling this dominant, addict friend issues on me. I can't deal with that right now. I'm friends with you. You and I have been friends for a long, long time. Since middle school. But man, it's time to grow up. I can't deal with someone like that in my life. Someone that toxic. And that demanding, you are part of the reason why she's having relationship issues. And I can't be friends with someone like that. It's time to grow up, man. It's time. And scene.
Okay.
All right. So Keith, he's got a great photo, and you've got some great advice for him. And we are excited because this is what Hollywood Connections is about, is special today to help people get connected.
That's right.
There was some great stuff going on there. He jumped right into it, which was great. So I saw that kind of click in. He doesn't have a lot of time here, you know, on your show to kind of prep, you know, a few moments before, which I kind of sense he would do normally under the circumstances. So you're kind of bringing everyone in, and they're talking a little bit as themselves, and then they've got to click into the circumstance, which I thought he did really well. Readiness is great there. Probably the thing, you know, he'll need to remember, too, is they kind of make a decision in the first 4 seconds. And I think you kind of grabbed this. Somewhere along the lines, it was getting a little bit rough, and he may have missed, you know, something along the way, but he kept going. And a lot of actors don't do that. They want to start over again instead of just keep going. And sometimes on TV, director may like that cut, okay? There'll be a chance for another cut, so it's always good to keep going versus, oh, I like to do that one more time, right in the middle of it, you don't finish. So I give him credit. He was persistent. He got through it, and we got to see the struggle, which is, you know, that's part of the acting thing. We want to feel that, you know, in this scene. You know, that scene required it.
I think the idea that he and I were making eye contact and that he's just looking at you definitely versus looking all over the place, and so that was really cool.
Yeah, definitely, you know, he put the other person in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Well, so there we go. So, Keith, what would his next step be, would you think?
With him and even the last two, this market's great for new faces. So I've already encouraged all of them to follow up with us. They have my card. They can email me for next steps. That's the key to put in the email, and we'll take it from there.
Now, would you be looking for more extras as well for this movie you're working on?
Actually, we will. We have one more week left.
Okay.
And in terms of that, generally, the best way for me to describe the call until I get it, it's, you know, basically 22 years and older, and they're going up to about 65, 70-year-old people.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I was supposed to be in the water aerobics, but, you know, they said I was too young. But I will tell you, Keith, I would have been there the whole time because I am a mermaid. You put me in that water, I don't come out.
I can tell you that day they also needed what we call high-end guests at the hotel, and they had their eye on you for that. But sometimes they get the shot. You know, part of what you do is you're there, you know, for some reason they're not getting the shot. They move people in and out. But they got the shot, so, you know, actually it's a good thing. You know, if you do background and you don't get used, you can actually work again. But I also recommend to most people when they do film, don't do background more than 6 times in your lifetime.
Exactly. Okay?
But commercials are fine. Commercials pay more. But you really want to put it out there that you're looking for the speaking work, but it's good to get on a set and see what goes on and learn while you're there.
Very super cool. Well, we want to thank you for being here. Good luck. He's got your information. I make sure your number's on the back. And we're going to come back. And actually, we have another song. We're going to switch a room guest. And Donnie Most has, I think, Santa's bag or something. He's got something. We got Santa in the house with us. And Santa, you want to audition for him next,
right? The man with the bag. That's what we got.
We'll be right back with Santa auditioning for our agent that's here. Enjoy the song from Donnie Most.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tinkle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's
got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you've made through the years. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again. Let's go!
Songs on Apple, iTunes, Donny Most.
Donny Most?
Yes, I love Donny Most. Yeah.
Okay, so does he have a whole Christmas album? Do you know?
I'm working to get him back on.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to do that. And then we just want to shout out, we had one of our actors. You also want to tell everybody about your podcast.
Yes, I do. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that, Dawn.
Yeah, so tell us where they can listen. When are you on?
Okay, the name of my podcast first, that would be helpful, is Steve Kelly Delivers. You can go to my website, stevekellydelivers.com. On there, you have access to all my social media accounts. On my show, I interview people who are influential, inspiring, or just interesting.
Okay, so you're going to get me on, and Niecy on, and Santa on, and Adele, and Keith.
He has a radio voice, by
absolutely.
The way.
I'm looking for guests. I'm on a brief hiatus right now, but, you know, you check out my website, you can catch up with all my previous episodes. There are some really great shows in there.
You have a great radio voice. I have to hook you up with Lola, our station owner. Maybe you could have a show here.
I would love that. Yes, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that after the show. Yeah, yes, your radio voice is very good.
He sounds like a
good.
Sports guy to me. I don't know why.
Thank you. Don't try to steal him, Peter.
What? I'm just saying, Peter's he sounds like a sports guy
he's
to me.
He's trying to steal him. No, he's
and Peter
not.
Has a sports show. Yeah.
That's right,
on Saturdays.
I do. Yes. Call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio. We give you our welcome music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. On Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, it's the Sports Web. Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6, I'm your host, Peter Blake. Giving you something to think about.
Yay. That's right. Thank you so much for being here. Hang around. We'll talk after the show. So we have another talk show host that popped in, and I've been watching her pictures online, and I'm like, she's like, do you like 1, 2, 3, 4 pictures? And everybody's liking all of your photos. You're so photogenic. And come closer to the mic. And this is Adele. Adele, tell everybody your last name.
Oh, you got to come close.
All right.
She's live on 106.1 FM.
Yes, I am. This is exciting. This is super exciting. My last name is D'Argenio with an apostrophe, and I'm a Queens girl. I was born and raised in Queens, New York. I lived in North Carolina for a little while. Now I'm here in sunny, beautiful Sunshine, Florida.
Nice, nice. And so you are also a talk show host. You have a show. When is your show on and what days?
My show is on. We shoot every other Tuesday. It's called The Real Estate Show on the Hernando Post.
Very cool. Very cool. And you're live on Facebook as well. So you have Keith from Alexa Marlin Talent here. And so you maybe want to ask him a couple questions because you want to get in the industry and get an agent, correct?
That would be awesome. I'm really a little bit excited and very nervous right now.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. So what would you like to ask Keith?
What do you look for in, I guess, a talent?
I'm going to use you as an example. The first thing is watchability. So when you walk in a room, does someone immediately get pulled to look at you? And that's something that you have. So that's the first step that somebody looks at in this industry. Now, whether it would be print work or TV or film work, depends on what you want to go after. But I tell most talent, be available for all arenas, even if print is your strongest, because all arenas will make the other arenas stronger if you're willing to work in them.
So she would probably, what would her next step be? To send you photos? What are you looking for her look?
Well, it really is going to come down to this. I have to ask her a question. What resonates for you, print, film, or TV, or all of those?
I like them all. I actually love them all. I love being in front of the camera. I love speaking on radio like this. I have an awesome voice. I know I do. And I have a really good look. I love to be around people. And that really shows with me. And I am so honored to be... I'm going to cry. I'm honored to be in this position sitting here. And Dawn, thank you for pressuring me and pushing me to come in here, because before she got me on here, I chickened out because I was so excited to come here today that I had left my photos on my desk, and I want to apologize for that. And I practiced some monologue, and I was looking at the one from Rocky, and I was like, okay, no matter how hard you get hit, let me redo that.
Okay. You know, Adele and I have known each other for a little while, and she is just, you're amazing.
Thank you.
And so you need to just relax.
I am. You can probably hear me shaking through the voice.
You know, she is amazing, and she's very good at what she does. She's very strong, and when you talk to her, when she's not in a nervous situation as she is now, she's a great person, and just that her personality comes off as just being a really great person, and that's one of the things that I really love.
Well, we're going to have you back. We're going to do like a ladies show,
and me and you,
wouldn't it be fun, all three of us? We'll do something fun together and go to lunch. That would be super cool. I know we have two other amazing women coming in. Let me bring a singer in that came in from EJ real quick. Stay here for a minute, and then we're going to bring her in. We have 15 minutes. It goes so fast.
It does go fast.
I know. So we're working. But Santa, we need Santa to audition first. So Santa, are you ready? Now, what are you looking for, Keith and Santa?
Well, I got to tell you something. Santa's already got the gig. So at this point, he just wants to do what he does and not lose anything. But then there could be applicable areas for him to move into in the current character that he has. You know, there's just many, you know, arenas that he can do with that kind of look.
And that's exactly what I'm really looking at is the print and the advertising side and the commercialism of performing as Santa. But the biggest part of performing as Santa, it comes from the heart. Because if you can bring happiness by just smiling at a little boy or little girl, or even mom and dad, if I can give them the smile, I have done my good deed for the day. And then I hope that they will take that one smile that they just received and give it to everybody else that they meet. And once they do that, the world is always going to be a wonderful, better place. And I guarantee you this, those boys and girls, they're on Santa's good list.
Okay. There you go. Now, Santa, on a character, because we have children listening, so, you know, and Santa's here on vacation because he's getting ready, and we'll talk to Keith about that as well.
The reindeers are still in the North Pole. Everybody asks me that question. They go, where are your reindeers? You got them at a ranch around here up in Newport, Richie? And I'm going, no. I'm sorry, but reindeers only fly on Christmas Eve because we give them a special meal, and there's Christmas magic. They fly from Christmas magic.
Well, does Santa have time maybe right before Christmas if we have a show open? We could bring some children in.
We could try. It's going to be really, really tight.
I know, but it's a thought list. Let me see.
I'm always open for children.
Awesome.
And that's one thing that's really important because Santa says the thing about it is, Santa sees a lot of children during the season, but the ones that are the most important, or as important as all the others, are the ones that are at homebound. Those ones that are homebound, they want to see Santa too.
Well, have you ever signed Santa, Keith?
Actually, I haven't yet, so there's always a first.
Santa Claus
been
is like
a long, long time since you have sat on Santa's.
See,
that's for sure. That's why I took your email address, because I got a long list.
Basically, he's telling you if you don't sign him, Keith, you're going to be on the naughty list. Uh-oh. You're not getting anything but a bag of coal for Christmas, so you got
to
sign him.
I like to be naughty sometimes.
Well, who doesn't? Everybody does.
I want to tell you, Kurt Russell pulled off a heck of a show on Netflix.
Oh, did he?
I want to tell you, that Christmas movie is amazing. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Not yet.
Pretty amazing. I'm really proud of it. In the meantime, we want to thank this little gal, and you are. Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 14.
You got to come closer to the mic.
I'm 14.
Okay, and you want to sing something, so I need you to take the microphone and don't sing something about 30 seconds. All right, action. 3, 2, 1.
Action.
I'm going to see Debbie boys like you. Tear my heart in two, doing what you do best. Take me for a ride, telling me pretty little lies. But with you, I can't resist. Maybe mama doesn't always know best.
Okay, so she was sent over by EJ, and she wants to sing. And any advice for her?
Sounds great. Keep pursuing it. Yemi, what do you want to do with it?
I'm going to be on America's Got Talent. I'm trying out
She's
for it.
She's trying out for America's Got Talent. Okay.
Right, but, I mean, are you looking for film, TV, musicals? I mean, where do you want to go?
In the microphone.
Maybe musicals. That'd be...
Great.
Okay.
Go at it.
Stay with us afterwards, and we'll wait for you out there, and we'll be back. And we have some ladies that drove all the way in from Orlando. And we have, is Eric Easyway still on?
I believe he still is on.
Eric, guess who's in the house with us? Our top designers that you just signed under your branding. Michelle is here.
Hello, Michelle.
Well, she's got to put the headsets on, Michelle. And she's got headsets, and she's trying to do. Okay, so we're going to get her on, and they are two beautiful actresses as well. And for their look, Keith, what do you think, you know, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay. So, Keith, do you think they have a chance?
Great look. So, absolutely. 5'6 allows you to really focus more on lifestyle versus high fashion. But there is some high fashion for you there. If you live in this market here, which is the Tampa Bay area, and you're a new face, which would be great. I don't know which part of the Asian world you are, but that can lend very well in this market also.
Thank you. And
have you been on the radio before?
No, not the first time.
Okay, well, welcome, and put the mic right up to your face. It's a little bit different because we need to hear you. You're live on 5 stations as well as around the world on YouTube on TanTalk. And tell us, you're looking for an agent for commercials, movies,
something like that.
So. And who's the designer? You are the designer.
I'm designer. I'm Michelle.
I want to tell you, Eric. Tell about her clothing line and the stars that are about to wear her clothes.
Oh, her clothing line's amazing. I mean, we're in talks with Vivica Fox right now. Eugenia Kuzminia from Bad Moms is going to be wearing it. Christina De Rosa, she's a new host for Netflix. Dante Sears, which is a doctor, and she was the face on with Big Sexy Hair for about 12 years. A lot of celebrities have had an amazing reaction, and we will have her channel, just like yours, Don and Denise.
Yay.
On easywaytube.com, and you can go to her Facebook page right now, which is MHC Collections, and you'll see the engagement, the interaction. We're getting an amazing response.
We're excited. So they're here with Keith. Keith is with Alexa. And also, Eric, you're an actor too, right?
Yeah. I've acted in The Bay, the series, which is an 8-time award-winning Emmy award-winning series. I've acted with Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. I was the face of Axe Body Spray for about 5 years. I was an international commercial star, and so I've dabbled in the in front of the camera world.
So what happens with people out of state? Like, he's in Los Angeles, Keith, so you get a lot of things that come in from L.A. What could you tell Eric? Could he be with your agency as well?
Well, you know, if you're living in L.A., you're probably in the best city for this kind of stuff. So, you know, the way I can help is we do placement, but it's really once you've been with us in some form or manner locally here, or at least I've seen your work somewhere where I could help and make maybe some recommendations. But you're in the best of where you need to be. You just need to, you know, knock on a few doors, which you have to do whether your agent does it or not.
And he's really good because he's like this major entrepreneur, and he's got his own, all these major TV networks as well. So we're excited about that. Now, let's go back to our designers. You drove in all the way from Orlando, correct?
Yes, I'm from Orlando.
So what would you like to ask Keith? Is there a question you'd like to ask him? He's a talent agent. He works for movies, commercials, TV, film. Maybe top designers, Keith? Is there a placement for top designers?
Well, when you bring that up in that regards, you know, designers can always use a partner. It opens up their universe to a bigger, you know, bigger world, more opportunities to meet, you know, clients that can use them. And that's kind of how the world of an agent works, you know, for actors. We don't directly handle designers, so to speak, but I do recommend, just like if you're an artist, a sculptor, and you have some interest in being in front of the camera, that you allow this to be another arena that could probably strengthen, you know, the kind of work you do as a designer.
That's really cool. And so at least you got to meet him. I wanted you to at least meet Keith and, you know, just so, because not just being a designer and what Eric is just doing with you and all these celebrities wearing your designing clothes, you need to be in commercials, movies, TV, and film. You're both beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So any advice for them, Keith? I mean, what is your background in acting or modeling?
I am a modeling, and I'm beauty pageant for Miss World America 2018.
Well, he's giving you his card. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. Really good sign.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm just a new designer right now, but my favorite design right now for celebrity people style and movie right now, if I have opportunity right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with what Eric's working on, the red carpet, and all the celebrities that are about to wear your designing clothes are just fabulous.
They are beautiful. Those dresses are just gorgeous.
Even Forbes Riley was in one of your dresses at the event.
Well, by the way, Don, I actually did talk
just
to
one of the things I wanted
Forbes
to say is that, you know, you're pursuing, you know, the designer part of the industry. So if the modeling resonates, you have my card, you know, you forward 10, 20 snapshots of yourself, and you know, if there's time to do this, great. You know, and if it's not a focus, that's okay too.
Right. So do you want to act in commercials and movies?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I would like to. And today we'll be here. See, it's Winghan, her name.
Right.
And see, CEO for Miss World America.
Are you? You match Santa today. Look at that.
We mean to do that too.
Yeah. So give her the microphone. Can you say hello to the world and tell us your name again? And what would you like to ask Keith? Is there something you'd like to ask him?
Hello, I'm Yngwen. I'm come here as CEO. Hello, I'm Yngwen. I'm CEO Miss World America. I'm come here. Talk to somebody. I want to contact and all the world apply with the Miss World America. Enjoy.
Okay, so how can somebody enter that? I mean, where can they enter, and what are the qualifications?
I'm a vice president for Miss World America. So anybody like interested for beauty pageant the 2019, we have the website. We have Facebook. If anybody like to join with us, so that information right now on the Facebook all the time right now with Winghan or Michelle Wen, and we respond fast we can, and then we have all information in there for website. Okay, you can follow us.
Well, look into that camera up there
and
let everybody see how beautiful you are. Right up in the corner by the Statue of Liberty. Actually, it looks like the Statue of Liberty is holding the camera.
Right. Okay, Michelle, I have a quick question. Are you looking for models to wear your designer dresses right now?
Right now is Eric. He recommend for me right now for celebrity right now. Coming up for December 7th.
Okay.
And later on, I will be New York Fashion Week.
Okay.
So we have a lot of professional model for that time for my.
So are you looking for more models as well? And you could work with Keith on that. That's where he can supply and help you.
Yeah, that's that time we have a casting in New York Fashion Week at that time.
Very cool. Yes.
Very cool.
Cool.
And Banana, I would like to come here for Miss All Connection for Hollywood. So I'm so excited about that support part, and then I enjoy family for membership right now. And I would like to connect with anybody right now. I'm very excited and appreciate that.
Well, awesome. Since you're on Hollywood Connections, who wanted their own show or something? Who wants to do a show? Was that you or you?
Both us. Yeah.
What kind of show do you want to do? Like a fashion show or?
I want to do a fashion show. Because I see the CEO for the beauty passion, and I'm vice president.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, maybe we could hook you up with some people that we know and help you out and
definitely
see what at least you got here and see what we do and get you around the world.
Yes.
And then we have 5 minutes left.
Eric is still on the line.
Yes, I know. And Eric is still on the line with us, and we want to thank him so much. In the meantime, hold on, Eric. Now, Keith, what happens if we've got so many people listening and watching and they're calling, and any advice what they can do if they're not here?
Well, you know, we're always looking for new people or new talent that want an opportunity, and this is a very commercial market, so it's not a question of whether how great you are as an Al Pacino or a Kate Winslet. It's really about the desire in terms of what you want to do. Do you feel you have a certain watchability quotient about yourself? You know, do people notice you when you walk in the room? And if the desire is there, you know, Alexa Model and Talent, we're Alexa at alexamodels.com. You know, feel free to send us 5-10 snapshots, you know, if you want to pursue this. And if we see something there, you know, we'll be the first to, you know, tell you what the next steps are.
Now, we got Peter Blake. We got 1 minute. Peter does not have an agent. And Peter, you know, there's a lot of movies we could use Peter in, I'm sure. Right, Keith?
He's got the voice.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right. The voice is there, too. We don't do a lot of voiceover here, but... You know, with the kind of thing he has, if he's got the time beyond what he's doing here, I'm happy to help him.
Always got the time.
Yeah, so he wants to act, and even just to be in a couple movies or an extra or something.
Sure, why not?
He's got great abs.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I will
take your card, and I will use it. I promise you.
The card is coming out.
Santa just took it.
There you go. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you, guys.
And we have 3 minutes. I want to go around and thank everyone. But you remember, I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa, but also a travel agent. We are going on a cruise, a 7-day Eastern Caribbean, on December 9th, me and my husband. So let me help you book your cruise. Call 727-871-7788. And I want to thank one of our good friends because he said we did such a great job and so efficient the other day on his family cruise that he's taking. So a great opportunity for you. Also want to thank our fountain that we have, Bernie F. Fountain. And I'll tell you, it's a great fountain. It will help you feel good and feng shui at your front door. And we love our fountains. And we want to thank them for supplying our product for the day. And also, Nisi.
Yes. Oh, okay. If you guys want to hear some really great R&B music, I need you to go to live365.com, look for The Inner Sanctum, and you get to hear me 24/7.
Nisi
P. There you go.
That's right. And Santa, we want to thank you. Any advice to anybody writing letters or anything for Christmas?
Yes, write your letters. Be good. And boys and girls, don't forget, make your beds, brush your teeth, and help mom and dad around the house because that will make them so much more happier and make life a whole lot easier. And Santa's going to be there in 25 more days. So be good. Santa's been watching. Can't wait to see you Christmas Eve.
Keith is the best Santa ever. The only Santa ever, I'll tell you. Yeah. Well, thank Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency, these beautiful two ladies that came all the way from Orlando to be on the show with us today. And Eric is promoting them. Eric, give your website one more time before we head out.
And he's gone.
Okay, we're going to put that up there as well. So I know we have 1 minute. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen. And to next week, we have a motion picture director on.
Yes.
With a movie named Buttons from Marty Jean from the Christian Film Festival. And the next week, Nisi will be on her own.
Yes, I will be on her own. I'm so excited. We should have the cast from Agent X that's going to be premiering at the Sunshine Film Festival in January in St. Pete.
That's right. A lot of exciting shows coming up. This is Hollywood Connections. You could be on our show. Call 727-871-7788. Good night, everybody.
Smooches, you guys.
Goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know.